AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
Previously on the Journey to the Rock, myself and Rob had a rocky start as we played in our first medal of the year. Rob carded a non-return that left him on 8.1 handicap. Myself, having played steady, carded a gross 93, net 74, which resulted in a handicap increase up to 18.1. We're now only 17 weeks until this year's Rock. Time is against us. We've called this week's episode Signs of Improvement.
Episode 3, Rob. How are we?
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. 6 weeks in. Who thought we'd ever make it past episode 1?
Any big clues to some retirements, but yeah, we're still going.
And to be fair, mate, what a busy 2 weeks we've had. What a busy 2 weeks.
Lots of golf. Lots of grinding.
There's a lot that's happened. So I thought I'd start with, what did we say we were going to do? Can you remember?
Yeah. Vaguely. I think I've done off scripture a little bit.
That's the last time, wasn't it, as well? But
yeah. Plans are made to be broken.
Always. Always. Always, mate. So I said, mine was pretty straightforward, actually. I was just literally going to try and get up to Charnay and do pitching and putting. That's pretty much what I said I was going to do. You said you're only going to do one thing. Because remember, you weren't in the best headspace at the end of episode 2.
With good reason, after making a big story, it knocks you a bit.
Yeah. And so you said you was going to go and see the golf guru himself. Shout out, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com.
Yeah, I did say that. I did say that.
So that's what we said we were going to do. So what did we actually do?
Do you want to kick us off first?
A quick overview. Do you want me to go or do you?
You kick us off. I'm interested to know how hard it's been putting strong.
Okay, mate. I had a busy 2 weeks. So the first Monday and Tuesday, okay, so the first 2 days after episode 2, I got down there, did a bit of pitching and putting. And a little bit in the nets. Steady away. On the Wednesday, I snuck up to Forest Hill and went into the TrackMan simulator.
Oh, doing your numbers.
Did my numbers because, I mean, they're not new clubs now, are they? I've had them a few months, but I just don't know my carry numbers. And I just needed to do it. Now, they weren't the best numbers in the world, don't get me wrong, but at least I know now. So I did that on the Wednesday. The Friday, me and you played in the St. George's Day Forward Tee Challenge at Charnwood.
Did, yeah. It's a bit of fun. Good laugh.
Off the red tees.
Good laugh.
Yeah. The Saturday and the Sunday, last weekend, no golf for me.
Right.
It was a day of go-karting and a few beers and then a Sunday hangover and a bit of rest. Monday I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Tuesday, cheeky little 9 holes round Charnwood. Wednesday, Thursday, got up driving range.
Right.
Which a little bit, because I've been busy, had a little bit of a twinge in the old shoulder.
That's just your age. That's just your age coming through.
It was either age, overuse, or bad form, or a combination of all three. I don't know. So Friday,
you are knocking on a bit now, though. So I've known your age.
You're right. I am knocking on a little bit now. 39 this year, 40 next year. Yeah. So I needed to get back down the range before our medal today. So I went down the range yesterday and I needed to find a swing where it didn't hurt my shoulder. So
yeah,
I had a swing change and a grip change a day before the medal. So
I don't think that's perfect preparation, to be honest. You don't see the pros just changing the swing or anything before a major or changing the grip.
No, mate. So we'll see how that went on later. So that was my 2 weeks. Busy 2 weeks, mate. Busy 2 weeks. So what about you?
Kind of. Work life at the minute is through the roof. So couldn't get a date in a diary to see in. Nothing kind of scheduled up. So what I did is, I can't remember as much as detail as you, but I got up and just played a few practice rounds and just hitting some balls and just getting some confidence back after the last episode. So I played 9 holes in between the last episode and the St. George's Day comp. Obviously, played St. George's Day comp. Played on the Saturday as well. Played a Stableford, I believe, I think it was.
No, it was
It was playing a match. Lost one down, but played some good golf. I was giving shots away. I was giving 10 shots away. And I had 2 bad holes. I think I had 2 doubles. But other than that, I was pretty close to handicap, I would say. So, yeah. And then this week, yeah, got out again once. And then obviously played in the middle today. Finding a little bit of something clear in this left hip. I think something's clicking.
Okay. Hopefully it's not your left hip that's clicking.
Well, not always, no. Sometimes I am getting on a little bit as well. But yeah, it's better, shall we say. There's a lot more positives. And I would say the strengths in my game, which probably the last couple of weeks from episode 1 and 2, which is short game. Well, we'll talk about them with some numbers in a bit, but
okay.
The long game, got some more confidence in the long game, put it that way.
Nice. Good. Okay. So it's been a busy 2 weeks then, hasn't it?
It has really, yeah.
Which leads us to today's medal. So we're actually recording this on Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Yeah.
I could have done some of that force today, I think, on the on the golf course.
So how should we start? Should we just say gross score, net score, and then
let's do that. Then we'll dive into some stats. We'll do gross score, net score, and then shall we do down and roll 5?
Can do. I've got my strokes gained, so I thought
I've got them,
and then we'll go down to the Rob and Dan 5. So
yep.
My gross then was 88, which was a net 68. So
yeah. One under handicap, one under par.
One under on net. So still a way to go. Still a way to go, but it baby steps. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What was your gross?
My gross was 84, playing off 9. So my net was 75. So not setting the world alight, but better than episode 1 and better than episode 2. Yeah. So signs of improvement, put it that way.
I like it, mate. So have you got your strokes gained by any chance?
Oh, that's what I was literally just looking for now. I've got them here, yes.
Okay.
Are we doing five handicap player?
Strokes gained against the 5 handicapper on Shotscope. Shotscope. Putting. Let's start with putting. Let's work backwards.
Oh, yeah, knew you'd start with the worst one. Knew you'd start. So viewers from 1 and 2 will realise my putting was doing really well and it was off the tee and irons that were letting me down. Today, in the middle, it was complete opposite. So putting, I had I lost 4.73 shots to a 5 handicapper, so pretty much 5 shots almost.
Did you?
Yeah. I know I didn't put very well. I knew I hold a few dub ones, but also there was a couple of free putts, which we'll talk about in a bit, and yeah, not didn't really, like a birdie put on 4, which is about 6 foot, just never looked like going in, did it? I heard about how old you reckon the one on 15 was, about 8 foot again. Yeah, just didn't hold anything. Pace control was all off. Yeah. So what about your putting?
4.73. So mine was minus 2.3. So I lost just over 2 shots in putting, apparently. Mm. I did say it earlier, I'm not too sure how accurate the shot scope putting is, but either way, that's what we can go off. So 2.3 on that. Short game. Yeah.
This surprised me a little bit because obviously I didn't hit very good chips on 9 or 18. But I did make, like on 2, for example, I did make an up and down from about 100 yards away. So it said short. I don't know how close you have to be for short game on this. 6 yards, so that will count to approaches, okay? But it said I gained 0.5 shots.
Okay. So,
but yeah, I wouldn't say I hit that many. I made a couple of up and downs, but I would say it's sort of bang average today. Those chips on 9 and 18 kind of let me down a little bit. But yeah, I said I'd gain 0.5, so positive. I'll take it.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that's better than mine. Mine was minus 2.2.
Yeah.
Again, as the last couple of weeks, there was a few duffy chips in there, to be fair. There was a few good ones in there. I'm thinking
that one.
There was off memory, there was an early one on 3.
Three was pretty bad.
The next time round when we played 3, so that would have been 12. I finally got down towards. So yeah, there was a few Duffins in there.
What you're trying to say is you've had a Rick Shields of chipping then, are you? Duffing a few.
Need to see Dan Greaves, I think.
So, yeah. I'll get the lesson price past the misses and we'll see.
So short game, yeah, few bad ins, some good ins in there. Approach play then.
Approaches, I was going to say, I was really happy with this today. 0.46.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit, come on to it a bit, rubbing down 5, but hit lots of very good iron shots today. Very good, lots of good contacts. Kind of lost the strike a little bit through the middle of the round. But, yeah, especially to start off with. Yeah, very good.
I like that. That's good, that is, mate. Mine was 5.9. So...
Loss.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Again, short. I mean, we'll come on to Robin Dan 5 in a minute. But episode 1, I was up at 10, 8,
I believe so. So it's an improvement.
So it's coming. It's coming. And that one on, so it would have been 11, wouldn't it? That hybrid.
Yeah.
I've never gone long on that hole. Never gone. No. And it was back edge, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, it was good. So,
there's an improvement, but there's still room for improvement in that.
I think it's probably penalised you a little bit because the Charmer greens are quite small, I would say, compared to other golf club greens.
They are. And the place to miss is short on most of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Short doesn't get you into too much trouble, but when you think it's probably factoring in on 13 up the hill, you had about 100 yards left.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably factoring. That's a bit of criminal air short there.
Yeah, because that one would have been over the short game. Yeah.
But
hey, look, it's coming the right way. It is coming the right way. And there was some good ones in there as well. Like I say, when I played with Neil the other night and did that 9 holes, I was long a few times on a couple of holes, and it's very rarely I've ever missed long. So
yeah,
we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Driving.
Driving. I've actually got an extra stat today. I've come prepared. So I've
Ooh.
got tee shots and I've got average length of tee.
Your P average.
Yeah, my driving average, yeah.
Okay. Go on then. I've not got
Just because
that.
I felt so I not really cheat. I got rid of the one on that. I got rid of the drive on nine, which I kind of topped a little bit.
Yeah.
So I took that out. I took that out and I worked it out.
Right.
And I lost 0.11.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much, like you mean, on par with a five handicapper, and it averaged 240 off the tee.
Nice. Okay. And that's
So,
the tee shot stat in ShotScope, is it?
what's that?
Is that in the shot in the tee shot section on ShotScope? Is that where you put Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I got some get it out there a little bit, which definitely helped, I think, hitting shorter clubs in. So I
Yeah.
don't know. And also, it's still quite wet from all the rain yesterday. So
It was, mate. So most
most
of
of it.
it will carry, won't it, as well?
Yeah, exactly. So
Okay.
very, very happy with that.
So mine then, mate. My driving was a plus 1.4.
Yeah. I knew you hit the driver well.
My P average on my tee shots, though, was shorter than yours, actually. It was 224. So quite short on a few of them, but there
Yeah.
was quite a lot, especially early on, where I was hitting them straight out the toe and
Yeah.
getting away with it a little bit. But
Be quite interesting. Obviously, I've got that 0.11, but I had that bad one on nine, which went about 60 yards.
okay,
So, do
that
you know what I
thing,
mean? So
but yeah,
that'll bring it down. But yeah, other than that, it's it really well.
nice. I like it, mate. I like it. So driving, we're both there.
Yeah,
Your
definitely.
approach play, you're about there.
Yeah.
Short game was just off.
Yep. The short game was positive. Putting I lost.
Okay, so you're putting then. That's because you got that Scotty Cam, mate.
Gonna swap
We are not swapping back. No, that is not on the cards. So
I need to get myself down Scottsdale and to be fair, I think putting today it was more user error. Didn't quite feel comfortable over it, I don't think.
I found it
Yeah,
quite hard
patient.
today. It
To be
was
fair,
sun was slow. Yeah, it was tough.
I think what did me is GAR probably 15 foot away on the first, and I thought he put it. The first putt was truly terrible.
Yeah, and then you're sort of on the back foot from there, aren't you? And you're ahead.
Yeah, just you think I'm thinking 15 foot, and I've left it, and I've probably only hit it 5, 6 foot, haven't I? I've not. It was ever so strange.
But generally,
So
your strength, isn't it? So, you know.
yeah. So just a blip. But I think after that, I just never got comfortable with the pace, and never got comfortable with lines, and yeah, just didn't see anything going outrageously early. But yeah.
Nice. Okay. Good work. Well, we're both showing some so good signs in there, then, to be fair.
Yep.
So let's move on to the Robin Dan Five, then. All right.
This is well. Everyone's probably wondering if I've only shot. If anyone who's good at maths will realise, I'm only lost 5 strokes to 5 handicapper, and everyone's probably wondering how I shot 15 over par. The maths didn't add up on my side, but the Robin Dan Five will explain all.
Okay. So if we just remind them what the Robin Dan Five are: fairways in
Yeah.
red, greens in
Yeah.
red, penalties, free putts in doubles or worse. So I've got the five handicapper written down as well. So fairways in regs, for a five handicap, round Charney would be 7 based on 51%. Greens in reg, 8. Penalties, 1. Free putts was 1 or 2. So,
Yeah.
yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Or worse was 2. Okay.
Yep.
So, should we do it fairway in reg both and work our way down? Yeah.
Let's go for it, yeah.
Okay.
I think I've beat you on most of these today.
I think you probably have actually.
And I think beating, that means the highest one. That includes probably penalties and that means penalties and doubles. That's you've got a good thing.
Whoa. That's not how
I've still beat you on it because it's still higher.
Right. Fairways and regs then, Rob. Go for it.
Fairways. I hit 11 fairways today.
Did you? Nice.
11 out of 14.
You pipped me then. I did 9. Yeah. Did 9. So yeah, good work. T-shirts, as you just said from Stroke's game, they're there or thereabouts, aren't they?
Yeah, I hit the driver very well today, very well.
You did. Just that 1 on 9.
We're not talking about 9.
Okay mate. Greens in red.
I hit 1 minute, I've lost count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 greens in regs. A little bit disappointed. 5 of those were on the front 9. And I have 1 on the back.
I was expecting it to be high, mate, to be fair, actually. Yeah, like you say, you're hitting them for 4.
Yeah.
9.
Back 9, 10, I didn't have a chance. 11's obviously a little long hole. 12, bit of a bad hole. For hit 13. 14, I made the up and down. I was just like 2 yards off the front.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, 7, 15 I was on. So, yeah, 7. 16, par 3, I hit the tree and obviously bounced backwards after a wonderful strike.
Yeah.
I really need to work out how to play that par 3 because I've hit that tree. I hit it in the first episode, didn't I? And I think so. Yeah. I think two out, and it's right next to the green and it's the line because the hill all slopes that way. It's just before the green. But I need to pick a different line or just be brave and attack the pin. And I hit, so 7 GIRs, 5 on the front, 2 on the back.
Sound. So just 1 short of a 5 handicap for them.
Yeah.
Mine was 3. So,
okay.
But last episode, 2 weeks ago, I was in.
Yeah. So that's an improvement.
That's an improvement.
Yep.
So yeah. So 3. So still room. That's the stat I need to work on. Penalties then?
I had 0 today. Yeah, same which here. Was quite annoying because I'm 15 over, I had 0 penalties.
Hmm. Both 0. So we've actually beat a 5 handicapper on that.
We'll take that.
Take that. So you're 2-1 for a 5 handicapper and 2-1 as well.
Three
puts. How many free puts did you have?
I had 3 free puts.
3? Did you?
Yeah. Which is not. Yeah, that's good. To be fair, very good, very good. Yeah, a 3 putter the first, 3 putter 12, and then 3 putter 17. Both 12 and 17 were absolute stupidity. Not very good. But
I stay on greens, but I say normally it's a strength. So that. Just the feeling weren't there today, was it? I would say.
No.
I mean, I'm disappointed now because I think my one, that was the par 3 from memory. It was that down.
It's where you rushed it, right? You wanted to finish off rather than just let me go. You lipped out.
No, it was on 11. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. It was the downhill again though, and it was where I rushed it.
Downhill, I can't remember that. He was on the back, just off the back.
Anyway.
That's the birdie, yeah.
It's an horrible little put back down there. So, but anyway, one's okay. One's acceptable. Doubles or worse then?
This is what killed me today. I had 1, 2, 3, oh no. Doubles, 1, 2, 5 doubles or worse. So, but to be fair, I had nothing worse. It was just 5 doubles.
5 doubles. Okay.
That killed me today.
Right. Mine was six. There's a bad run at the start and a bad run in the middle as well. So, but
yeah,
you know, Overall, not too bad. Not too bad.
Not too shabby at
both,
all.
We both beat the five handicapper on fairways.
Yep.
Both fallen short on green in reg, although you're only just short. We've
Yeah.
both done a five handicapper on penalties.
Yeah.
You've just gone over on your put in, but normally you're there or thereabouts. I was as good as with a one. And we've both been pipped by the five on the doubles. So, okay. Steady. It's progress, isn't it, mate?
It is progress.
It is progress.
Progress.
So, we have got 126 days until the Rock competition. Okay.
Is that all?
That's all, mate. That is all.
That's all.
That is all.
Okay.
So what's your plan for the next 2 weeks, then?
Golf, and a bit more golf. So I'm on a golf weekend on bank holiday, so Sunday and Monday, off to McDonald Portal. So I know you've played it before.
Yeah.
Quite looking forward to that.
Track off. Nice.
These next couple of weeks, work wise, are going to be quite manic. I'm not sure how much midweek golf I'm going to get in. Might streak up to the range at some point. But yeah, week golf for these next couple of weeks is going to be quite limited. But yeah, so, and I'm going to try and arrange a date and get a date in the diary. I'd have to see Ian. And just do a check-in, I think. I'm not sure quite what I want to work on. Maybe just have a little look over everything. I'm not sold on my drip at the minute. I think today it started, you know, I say sometimes it gets too strong. It started the day really neutral, and then towards the end, got very, I could start seeing the third and fourth knuckle.
Okay.
So, obviously, played okay, but I wonder if that's why the strike on my hands went a little bit.
Maybe, mate. Maybe.
Maybe. But what I might do is definitely on a Friday, next Friday afternoon, just go and spend an hour putting, I think, and just do a clock drill, get some confidence back. But what I'm going to do is track when I play over the 18, is track my scores and have a look at putting and see if it's just an anomaly today or if it's...
whether you need the slider back.
Well, yeah, whether I need the whether I'm looking to Scottsdale for a new putter.
No, I like that because you're not having the spider back. So if the Scott is no good to you need to get a new one. It's the simple.
Yeah, I've got my heart set on that ping time four, aren't I?
Just go and do it.
Just I've yeah. Well, I thought Scotty was the answer. So we'll see. What's your plan anyway? What are you going to do?
My plan is about the last 2 weeks I've been quite slow with work, so that's what's allowed me to get up and do this, that, and the other. We're a bit busier now. So I'm just going to try and get to the range. I've got a couple of night stopovers with work. So them nights, if I can, is get a cheeky range session in. In between that, when I'm working from home, I'm going to try and get up Charney and chip and putt again. Chip and putt.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to keep this grip change going. So from interlock, I am going to stay. The overlap is now gone. So I'm going to carry on with that. And just this new swing foot that I had. So to get rid, to ease the shoulder, it was more feeling of a half swing and then turning the body. A bit of just turn and return that coach goes through. So I'll just work on that, I think, a little bit. And yeah, get confident with them long irons so I can hit a few more greens in reg, mate.
Yeah, definitely. I had a little thought to it about when I had the added distance with a driver, and I wondered because I felt like I cleared the left hip well today. Felt really good. I'm wondering if that's clearing more, a bit more speed in there, potentially a bit of better strike.
Yeah, maybe, mate. Maybe. You just got in the middle of that thing and it'll fly, won't it?
Yeah. It went well, but yeah, that left hip when you. It's feeling good.
Middle of the face with that shaft you've got, mate. It will go. It will go.
Hopefully, that's more like it.
Okay, I like it. Well, there we go then. So in 2 weeks' time, we've got another comp before the next episode, haven't we? As well.
Yeah, we've got Bradshaw Cup.
Bradshaw Cup.
And I've also got a foursomes match next week with Jack, so
okay.
that'll be quite interesting. I've only ever played foursomes, and that was once with you before at Kirby.
Hate it.
I mean, we did quite well.
We didn't do too bad, actually. Even though our top ended up going further back, but anyway, we'll have to edit that out as we talk them.
then we missed out with top eight qualified, didn't they? And we finished eighth, but lost on count back just where I put one in the water on 15. You had your top, and then I put one in the water on 15 off the tee. After driving the ball amazingly all day.
Brilliant. But yeah. Okay. So you've got a bit of golf coming up. Mine slows down, but I can't do anything next weekend. But yeah, we'll be grinding away, mate. We'll be grinding.
We'll be grinding. Has your I just thought what a nice place to finish would be is, has your handicap dropped at all? Or you put any cards in, or a little handicap update to finish? Just I'd catch you off guard.
Right. Well, the thing is, it went up because although we were just bombing bloody driver on that St. George's Day, it took off one of my best scores. So we probably shouldn't have entered it, to be fair. But
did it? Yeah. Mine went down because of that St. George's Day.
Mine went up. So it went up to 18.1.
And what was it before, 18?
17.9, 17.8 or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And he crept up a little bit, but today's it's not loading up. It was.
It's going to get cut off today, isn't it?
I think it'll come down. I think it'll come down again. I reckon.
Yeah.
A rough guess. It'll come back down to about 17.5. It a guess. But
I think so. Yeah.
We'll see.
So mine actually went down 0.1 because of St. George's thing. I don't know how, when you scored better than me. So I don't know how yours. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I don't stroke indexes. You know, it comes up with it. I just don't get it.
So anyway, I'm back down to 8 on a dot. So it's the lowest I've been. So even though I'm not swinging it that well.
Nice.
But the lowest I've been. So good. Just I think what I need to do is string a whole round together of clean golf with no doubles. And a good score, very good scores on the cards.
Yeah. In putting well. I like it. No, I don't know. Maybe when I find it, I'll put it in the exit notes. Yeah.
Add an extra info.
Why not? I like it. But yeah, no, I think we'll be roughly same as we started, I think.
Yeah. All right then. Sounds good.
Okay. So 2 weeks' time then, listeners.
See you then.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast, follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding. Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast, follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.